producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News right from the get-go. None better than our pal from Ohio, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Hey, Bob, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm excellent, but Scott Walker, he's out. Are you surprised that he's out or no, because he wasn't getting anything, any movement in the polls?
Oh, no, he's suspending his campaign, Kate. He's suspending it. I love that.
Spending. Yeah,
he's
right.
Out. Yeah,
he's
I'm
out.
Spending. He's out. Anyway, Walker was the darling of the Koch brothers. Walker was the guy that was going to do it all, and in comes Trump, number one. But not just Trump, because Walker, you know, he's taking some shots at Trump as he parts, which is kind of not smart to do. But anyway, Walker self-destructed himself. You know, he did that. So, yes, Trump entered the race. Walker jumped all over the place from his immigration stance, couldn't figure out where he was at. On top of it, he didn't perform well at the debates, and then he just was kind of clueless on some technical parts of issues, and then his money dried up. That's the end of it. He's done.
Yeah, you got to have the money to run, you know. I mean, how much does it cost to even run for Congress now? It's crazy.
Oh, it's, you know, in my first election, I didn't have any money, and I won. That hardly can happen now. And then my first congressional election, sure, he had to raise money. The average member is raising, what, $1 million, $700,000
for
a race.
Yeah. Wow, crazy. Mm-hmm. So then we move to the rest of the candidates, and now he's gone, but the field is still crowded. Is anybody moving up or down? I mean, what's going on with Ben Carson? He barely had a pulse in that last debate, and he still is, you know, there at the top of the polls.
Well, he's there because, you know, and he's not, he hasn't been hurt by the Muslim issue, although
yeah.
Trump came out unscathed. He really did, because Carson really then said, well, a Muslim can't be president. Well, that's not true constitutionally. And so I think if Carson continues this path of, you know, kind of analyzing the Constitution himself on different issues, he'll be in trouble. But at the end of the day, look, Huckabee is gone except for getting out of this thing. I still think that Rubio will benefit a bit, and Cruz is still alive. Kasich, our Ohio governor, is in the mix. It depends on New Hampshire. He's going to beat Jeb Bush. In my opinion, the guy that's in the most serious trouble is Jeb Bush. If he goes any lower, he's going to be at the kiddie table next debate. So, in my opinion, he's in trouble. I think, though, Cardi Fiorina, Carson and Trump are going to remain the three tops, even though their numbers kind of change depending which debate or what issue.
Yeah, and if you're Jeb Bush, because you're a Bush, he can't pull out of this, right? I mean, there's a whole pride thing, even though I think that's what he should do, kind of get out of there early, figure out some way to do it.
Right.
But I don't think he can.
I'm watching Carl Rove yesterday, who I've known, you know, for 30-some years, and I'm watching Carl stumbling all over himself on television. Look, he's a Bush guy, period. You know, he was the architect
yes.
of the second Bush presidency. And I'm watching him stumble all over the place, well, this and that about Jeb Bush. Look, Bush, I think, is in severe, severe trouble, really. And I know they're telling him to wait, sit back, you're a Bush, you have $100 million. I think he's in trouble. And at some point in time, if he dips lower, he needs to just say, okay, hey, I gave it a shot. I have some money. Maybe I'll give it to a candidate. Go graceful out, and maybe he'll be a player at the convention.
I like that. Go graceful. And how about the Democrats? You know, they're everywhere I look, I think, and my husband keeps sending me these memes about Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Let us have our debates. Let us have our debates. I'm like, what's going on with this whole debates and the Democrats?
I served with Debbie. I served with her. I remember when she came to Congress, I ran the freshman orientation program, and she's bright, but I've got to tell you, she is right now in trouble politically with the base because they want debate. And the debates didn't come quick enough. They were chanting it, you know, in I think it was New Hampshire or something. They want debates. And I know what's going on here. Everybody knows they're kind of protecting Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
But that's that's what they're doing. Let's make this clear. Just like the party was protecting Jeb Bush.
Yeah.
And it's not going to work. They just might as well just open it up. Voters decide this stuff and see what happens. They're going to have to really energize the debate process. They really are.
Yep. All right, so we got to talk about the Pope. The Pope comes to America, goes to Washington, D.C. How big is this?
President Obama is doing an unprecedented, I've got to give President Obama a lot of credit, unprecedented, he's going to Andrews Air Force Base to greet the Pope as he gets off the plane. Presidents just don't do those things, and he is, and I really give him credit because this is just a different type of, you know, scenario. And then the Pope is doing a whole extensive series of things, Philadelphia, New York, but the Pope's coming to Congress, and this, Kate, just tickles me because I've been there when I was a brand new member. I sat in a certain chair, put my hand out, Bill Clinton shook it, and I was all over national TV, which is where I wanted to be. And I did it on purpose. I sat there for 4 hours in that chair.
Okay. Oh, that's hilarious.
So Nancy Pelosi and John Boehner got together, and as you walk down the aisle there in Congress, on both sides, they are placing Democratic and Republican members in the first two chairs on each side of the aisle, just to give you a picture, to prevent people from doing, you know, papal selfies and, you know, the whole nine yards. Seriously. I mean, it's a good move. You know, otherwise people would be doing selfies with the Pope, you know.
Yeah, no kidding. And, you know, you mentioned Jeb Bush, and there was a story about Jeb Bush saying how Catholic faith changed his life. And because, of course, he's referring to his wife, that that she's Catholic and whatnot, and that's what I guess he knows about Catholicism, et cetera. And I don't know, does he hope that maybe that'll help Catholics vote for him?
I don't know. I think people have to be very careful politicizing this Pope. First of all, the Pope, I don't care who President Obama's inviting to the White House that, quote, he shouldn't. It's the Pope. The Pope will survive all of this. He really will. I don't think the Pope is wringing his hand saying, oh, my goodness, you know. The Pope will survive it. He's the Pope. I think internally all these people are going to, well, is the Pope going to say something? Hey, he said something on climate change. Well, he said something on abortion. You know, they're going to use this in all kinds of ways. I just think that I think candidates have to be very, very careful politicizing this visit. It's the Pope, and they just ought to leave it at that, you know.
Yeah, and be careful with that for sure. Hey, you and I have talked about this before, and it's getting a little momentum on some shows that I'm doing. Will we ever, though, will we ever really move our election day to a day when and call it a day off, a national holiday? Is that really ever possible?
I was in charge of federal election law with Steny Hoyer, who's now the number two Democratic member of the House. He was on my committee. We rolled this idea by. We almost put it in the Help America Vote Act that Steny and I passed, Kate. But one other thing, there are those, and not politically, but they debate this because they say if you make a holiday, people will go and do like events and picnics. I don't know. I hope someday they have a national primary voting day. It eliminates the first 10 states of picking our presidents. But
I agree.
I don't know. A day off's interesting. Interesting debate.
Yeah. I like the primary idea, too, by the way, Bob. I think that's even stronger.
That's so needed. And that way, 10 states don't decide. And by the time you get to California, you know, it's all over with. I think a national primary day, just like we have a national general day.
Yeah, absolutely. Good stuff. All right, Bob, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
For 4 hours doing what he's revealing to you about being a politician. Hey, I got to get on the tube. He told us last week how he had hired somebody to run his campaign that was going to be down and dirty and do whatever they had to do to get him elected, throw everything at it. And some of these people are the same people, and that's exactly what he's talking about. So it's pretty interesting stuff if you pay attention to our friend Bob Ney. It's always about Donald Trump, isn't it? When in doubt, throw out the Trump. When in doubt, throw out his name. The buzz in the land, part of the conversation. Seriously, people have opinions about him like no other. It's really true, right? So, Trump was on Colbert, because, like, this is the thing. Stephen Colbert's people are smart. Smart enough to realize, because he's filling the shoes of David Letterman, let's use the politicians. And so he's had a lot of politicians on, or would-be politicians, because Donald Trump, is he a politician now? If you start becoming a political person when you're a businessman your whole life, or businesswoman, does that make you a politician? Is Carly Fiorina a politician? I mean, do you get it like an official degree of being a politician once you get a congressional spot, a Senate seat, something in The cabinet. Well, no, cabinet's appointed, so I don't know if I would include that. So not where you're appointed, where you have to actually run, but you have to win, then you're a politician. When does Donald Trump make the leap from business person to the label of politician? So anyway, he was on the Colbert show, and Donald Trump tried to pretty much duck the whole question about Obama and was he born in the United States. He called the question a big fat meatball that Trump would never have to respond to again if he answered it during, you know, their taping of The Late Show. And he said, Barack Obama, born in the United States. And he said, I don't talk about that anymore. That's what Trump said. He said, I don't talk about that anymore. Meatball was now being dragged down subway steps by a rat, is what Colbert said. So, because remember, Trump in the past has been a huge supporter of the claim that Obama wasn't born in the U.S. But see, now he's running. So there's little subtle things that are starting to happen. Now he's running for president, so throw that out. Because he's the front runner. He's the front runner. So anything that is decidedly kooky or not palatable for the mainstream of Republicans, that's going to start to be carved out. So it's pretty interesting, to hear his answer, although I'm not surprised, and that makes sense, because he, if you go back, I mean, there's so much tape of Trump, I mean, incredible amount of tape of Trump absolutely dogging Obama about being from somewhere else, show us the birth certificate, all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, this is part of the whole thing. So maybe he is a politician now. I don't know. Maybe that's where you make the leap. When enough people advise you that, yeah, you know, you want to get elected. So if you want to get elected, there's just some things you can't, you know, you can't say. So we got to roll back a few things. Don't be so aggressive on your stance about where the prez was born. I mean, here's what I would say about that. And I've said this to all of you who have said, oh, he's going to be impeached. That means you, Dan. How many times, Dan, I threatened to walk naked to New Jersey if this president was impeached. I mean, this is the end of, you know, his second term. Nothing is happening here. And if I'm running, why do I want to even bring that up? Unless it's directly related to policies that I know don't sit well with people. If I want to say Obamacare or something. But otherwise, it's not even, there's no reason to go there. So that was pretty smart, I have to say, on Trump's part. That makes complete sense. All right, let's talk about Hillary Clinton. The FBI, they're on her trail, duh. So they've recovered personal and work-related emails from that private computer server that Clinton used during her time as Secretary of State. Now, what does that mean? I mean, what are they going to, what, we've already heard about some of these emails. So what is so different this time around? I guess the main thing is they're salvaging the emails. Because supposedly, now this was the other thing. Supposedly, the emails had been deleted. So what were the, so now if they're not deleted and they were able to salvage it and they've got it off at the server, that means they could become public. So those emails would just fan the flames of all this controversy over the whole private email system for official business. So the whole investigation now is taking a weird, wacky twist because here we are again at the same place we were before talking about what do the emails say. The FBI is seriously investigating how and why classified info ended up on the server. But it's going to take a few more months. What's bad for Clinton is the timing of all this is terrible. By the time they say, oh, it takes a few more months, you are swinging into the new year, I bet you. And that means the primaries and whatever's on those emails will serve to tank her. Unless it's completely innocuous, but I doubt it. I mean, there's going to be something that they're going to be able to find. She said that the emails mostly dealt with plans for her daughter's wedding, yoga routines, condolences, all that kind of stuff. That's what they'll find. But it remains to be seen. Now, here's what I wonder. Luckily, the Clintons have made a ton of dough on speaking, as we found out, because they've had attorneys that have had to cover all this, right? They have an attorney who's had to handle this whole thing with the emails and where the emails are going and what the emails are about. I got to think that person is not cheap. I just have to think that it's costing a pretty penny. Let's put it that way, right? So the State Department already has posted how many 8,000 work-related emails on the website because of the public information lawsuit. So you can, we know, we've talked about them. You can find some of those. But what are these new emails going to turn up? Bottom line is, this is a tough road to hoe. I mean, this is a tough road to hoe. Can and will somebody leapfrog Hillary Clinton? The answer is, of course, somebody can, but it's becoming more realistic, I think. And also the timing thing. It's all about the timing and when the timing comes out and what are the classified emails about? What are the classified emails say? What's that whole thing about? That is going to make the biggest difference, I think, of all. That's going to be the big difference. Hey, coming up on the show, we're going to have a conversation with Donna Valentino. She had a severe head injury, something that maybe you could relate to if you've ever dealt with that in your family or whatnot. And it was one of those ATV accidents again. This time it wasn't, you know, there was a chain, a cattle chain that was invisible. No sign, whatever. And she was riding with a boyfriend when she was knocked out, you know, because of this chain, and the odyssey that ensued after that was crazy. At one point, the doctor, and she'll tell this, tells her 15-year-old son the chances of her surviving are, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, 4. Can you imagine hearing that when you're a 15-year-old kid? You drag to the hospital, you're in shock, and then that's what the doctor says. I don't know. That goes to that whole thing of bedside manner. What do you tell somebody and what do you not tell them? Regardless, she is a ball of energy and a ball of hope for a lot of people who are in the middle of this, are going through it. And there's some sad stories, as we know, of people that have taken sometimes falls that aren't as dramatic as an ATV. It seems a simple fall leads to something much more serious with these brain injuries, and we've seen it with hard hitting in the NFL, how hard hitting it is, and what's happened now with brain injuries there and the sensitivity, which makes sense of it. So Donna Valentino coming up around the bend here on ATN.
Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Tonight, very pleased to welcome to the show Donna Valentino. She's got a book out that I think will really make you think about every day of your life, honestly. She's a survivor of a brain injury that almost ended her life, and it's really an inspirational story of how you overcome some terrible adversity. Donna, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So let's go back to your brain injury. Tell everybody what happened to you.
Let's see, February 7, 2009, I was on a short little weekend trip with a new boyfriend. We were celebrating his birthday. We went to Rough Creek Lodge, which is in Texas, and it was a beautiful, sunny day. We decided to go on an ATV ride, and I only remember the first 5 minutes of it. We apparently crossed over quite a few cattle guards, which are very common there, and it was the last cattle guard that they hung a chain across it with no markings on it, and I didn't see it. So I ran right into it, and the ATV flipped up in the air, flipped me off, and then fell on the left side of my head. So I lay there with an open head wound while my boyfriend at the time, who unluckily had to witness this, was trying to dial 911, just trying to get help. And I was eventually airlifted off to Harris Methodist Hospital in Fort Worth. I spent 49 days in the ICU there. I have almost no memory of that at all. And then was transferred to Baylor Rehab in Dallas for 3 weeks of rehab. I do remember that. That wasn't fun times. It was very hard. I had to learn how to swallow again, because apparently I'd forgotten. Learn how to walk. Everything that I had to do, I remember thinking, wow, I had to teach my kids. I was there for them when they were learning how to walk, and I have to learn how to walk again. Very painful experience. Every day, 3 hours of rehab felt like an eternity. All I really wanted to do was sleep.
Wow.
But I was never going to get out of there unless I did my rehab. And that's pretty much what they told me, since I probably wasn't a real happy camper. I had a left arm that couldn't move at all, and I had double vision right away. Couldn't taste or smell food. And then from Baylor Rehab, I was transferred to Center for NeuroSkills, which is in Irving, and I spent 6 months there. That was pretty much getting me ready to go home and be able to fend for myself.
And when you went home to fend for yourself, what was that like? Because, of course, like you say, you're coming through this unbelievable experience, and now you still have to work on, I'm sure, skills and getting yourself feeling so-called normal again. What was that like, making that transition?
I was so excited to do that. I couldn't wait to go home. I walked into my house and saw pictures of my kids and all the things that meant so much to me, my furniture, all my little belongings, and I felt like it was just a gift that I was back in my house. Readjusting was probably the hardest part. I still have no dexterity really in my left hand, so things that I was able to do that were simple are no longer simple to this day. So accepting that has probably been the biggest challenge for me moving on, and it's been 6 years.
Wow,
and still every day I get frustrated.
Yeah, so in the six years, what do you do to overcome that? Do you pump yourself up? Do you meditate? Do you tell yourself positive things? I mean, how do you, you know, people listening in these situations or even other situations that can learn from you, what do you do to get over that hump?
I basically tell myself, never give up. There are things I cannot do anymore, but there are other things that I can do now. And I just make adjustments to do things in a different way than I did before. I can still tie a shoe. That's fantastic. If I can chop onions, I just pray I don't cut off a finger. There are just, you just go into life every day. First of all, I'm grateful every day I wake up in the morning. That's a gift from God. I shouldn't even be here. I should have died in that accident. Or I should have been cognitively impaired. There are things that I've been given that definitely come from above. God wanted me here for a reason. I'm still here. So I live with that every day, thinking you are here for a purpose. And whatever your purpose you thought was the reason why you were alive was not the right reason. God has a different plan for me. And I believe that plan was to basically help other people who are going through the same struggles.
Yeah, so you've written a book, and in your book you talk about this. You talk about what you've gone through, what we just talked about there. And the book is Headstrong, Surviving a Traumatic Brain Injury Without Losing My Mind. I love that title. You can get it on Amazon. So in trying to help other people, what would you tell them when they have something that seems unbelievable to get through? Especially this kind of brain injuries are horrible. And as you said, yours could have gone in even worse direction.
And I have seen that worst direction. I'll just leave it at that. I've seen other people who don't fare as well. And you, five people could be in a room and all have the same accident and have five different results.
Oof.
And I think, yes, it's scary. The doctors will tell, the doctors told my son, who was 15 at the time, that he gave me a score of a 4 just to survive. So imagine your child coming home with that knowledge that my mom might not make it. Okay, so that's a rough call for any kid to hear. And people, when they have an accident, they're not going to be happy campers. You're not going to sit there and go, oh, wow, this is the best thing that ever happened to me. I can say that now. It's been a couple of years, but I know that I didn't give up. I had that will to survive and to move on and pick up the pieces and find something better. There's a reason why I'm still here. And I'm not sure that people, after having an accident, are ready to hear that. They don't probably really want to hear, oh, be patient, oh, give it time. They're in a situation that nobody wants to be in.
Right.
Well, I can't do this anymore, and, well, I can't do that anymore. Well, you know what? I know. I understand. And sometimes I think it's easier for them to hear from someone who's been through it than from somebody who has no idea what you're talking about.
And, you know, you talked about being on the ATV and that you didn't see the cattle chain that was across. And you probably know this story. Swimmer Amy Van Dyke in Rowan was in an ATV accident where it left her paralyzed. And she was an Olympic gold medal athlete. And it was just one of those freak things, too, as well, where in her case it had to do with a curb and falling off of a curb. And this just happened last year, and she has this positive attitude and has learned to do other things around it. But when you look at ATVs, do you think they're dangerous?
It's a good question. I've been asked this before. They probably are. I don't blame the ATV. Okay, the ATV really was not at fault here. So would I get on another one? No. Would I tell someone else to get on one? I would encourage them not to. People think they're invincible. Oh, I'm going to get on this ATV. I'm going to have a good time. I felt that way. Mm-hmm. I didn't do anything wrong. Someone hung a chain that wasn't marked. So it was meant to happen for a reason. I wouldn't get on an ATV again. And I know Amy's story. And I'll tell you what, when I hear people like Amy, I have actually written down people's names, because when I listen to the news every night, and every night you hear the same bad things, who got murdered, robbed. When I hear a story like Amy's, I light up. That just lights me up. You know why? She survived. Why did she survive? Why did she beat the odds? Other people in her position who have gone through similar things, wouldn't they want to hear that too? Wouldn't you want to be encouraged rather than beaten down?
Yeah, absolutely. I met her about 5 months before that accident, and she's was such a glowing, positive person that I wasn't surprised that the way that she immediately took to, okay, this is a challenge and one I'm gonna roll through this, and she has. It's just been, you're right, her story is incredibly encouraging, as yours is too. When you move forward, I mean, that's the key, isn't it? Isn't it moving forward and not thinking about the past?
You need to move forward, and I think that having a positive attitude in life in general, which I am, I'm a happy person by nature, and I've always been positive. I try and remove negative things that are around me, negative people. I don't want to be around negative people. You know why? They're drag. Why would I want to be around your negativity when I'm looking up? I want to move forward, and I'm going to find a way to move forward. I'm going to do it. I'm going to overcome it. I'm going to circle around it. I'm going to drive through it. Somehow, I'm going to get to the next stage in my life through determination.
Yep, well said. Perfect place to end this. Pick up the book, Headstrong, Surviving a Traumatic Brain Injury Without Losing My Mind, Donna Valentina. Donna, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Manifested in the air. developing a wound. Born out of a moon belly, first day of doom. Crying out like you wanna be put back in.
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
We're making that final turn on America tonight. You know what that means, right? Oh, yeah. It means it's time for Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done.
Dum, 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 dum.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Dum, 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 dum.
Dum, dum.
It's not fair. We pick on everyone, don't we? All right, so our first one is from a woman, Heather. Heather in Sarasota, Florida says, Kate, I can't believe that I'm admitting this, but I am admitting this. I baked a cake in a very hurriedly way for my husband. This was just a couple of years ago, and I accidentally left a sharp knife in the middle of the cake, and it kind of baked into it, if you know what I'm saying. It was not good as we cut in and figured out what had happened. So I threw the cake away. And I ended up running to the store and getting him cupcakes to salvage the birthday situation. My wife put a knife in the cake and I wasn't even behind bars. Yeah, you know what? How does that happen, though? I don't understand. I guess I've done dumb things when I'm hurrying, absolutely. So I guess when you poured it in, you just, because that's a tricky thing to do. I know the pan would be flat. You must not just, the, she must not, you must not have seen it. Heather, you need to call us and give us more details. You did not tell us the finer details of this. I guess I can see how that would happen. Oh, that would be, yeah, that would be too bad. My brother one time baked me a cake. When I, my very, very first job out of school was in El Paso, Texas, and I was only there for 7 months. And I actually really loved it. The people were great to me. And in El Paso, I lived in this cool apartment. There was, you know, it was off of Mesa was the name of it. It's a pretty famous area. And it was in the foothills. And he stayed when I was running around during the day. It was my birthday. So he wanted to surprise me. You know, it's my kid brother. He's in college, and he got the directions from my mom and ran to the store and got cake things. And I guess because I had never had the oven on, the cake was slanted. Now, I don't know. So something's wrong with the oven. It was so... We have a slanted cake. It looked like a ski slope. It was pretty funny. All right, this one's from Steven, who says, oh, boy, where do I begin? Delaney, I think this dumb things deal is catching on. For me, I guess the dumb thing that was just a pain in the arse, if you know what I mean, is I was with my kids, my wife, my kids, a whole bunch of family members. We flew down to Orlando. We spent the day at a beach, as you know, because you talk about it. It's not in Orlando. We did the whole Disney thing and Universal, and then we went to the beach. And we went to the beach, I guess because I was in the mode of running around, getting tickets, sweating to death, and doing all the things you do as a dad. When I finally kind of let my guard down to go in the water, I didn't realize I had my iPhone in my back pocket. So needless to say, it was really a hassle. Yes, I know you can go and you can get a new one. You can get everything from the cloud, but it takes hours. And then you're not from there and you're running around frantically. And pretty much it was like the Keystone Cops the rest of the day. So that was probably the dumbest thing I've done. Yeah, I think I've told this story before. The last time I was in the Genius Bar, I asked them, what? You know, how many returns do you get? Oh, they just roll their eyes. Tons. And what is the most common thing? And it is jumping into a pool, not realizing you have your iPhone, rivers, streams, you know, whatever. Just pick any kind of water. And they said that was the biggest thing that brought people in having to get a new iPhone, usually because they forgot and they were in water somewhere. It's like the watch thing. You know, remember, you didn't have waterproof watches, and I mean, now they do. And you would dive into water, or you'd be on your neighbor's slip and slide. Anybody remember slip and slide? And you would have that watch that wasn't waterproof, and it would be ruined. I got water in my watch. All right, this one is from Bernie. And Bernie says, Kate, dumb things. I guess my biggest dumb thing, and I was so exhausted, and I don't know how I did this, but I went to go and brush my teeth, and instead of squeezing a tube of toothpaste, I had tough actin tenactin on my brush. So, athlete's foot was coming nowhere near my mouth. Of course, once it was in my mouth, I realized what it was, and you try getting that taste away anytime soon. It really took days before I felt that my mouth was somewhat normal. You could say you put your foot in your mouth. Oh, yeah, that's bad. I didn't do the tenactin thing, but I had something that wasn't toothpaste before, and the key is that you realize it right away, and then you're scrambling around trying to get that taste out of your mouth, and that's tough. I don't know, the tenactin versus toothpaste, the tubes are so different, I think. So that's a pretty, that means you were stumbling around, you're used to whatever, and you were grabbing, and just, it was rote, it was what you normally do. So you just snapped it up in your hands, and boom. You had the wrong thing. Oh, not good. So, we move on to Frank. And Frank says, dumb things. I had my money ready to go. It was in a special place. I was taking my family away for the week. We were going to a cabin. We were flying there, then renting a car. And unfortunately, my special hiding place with the money eluded me. I forgot. I pulled a dumb move. And then we arrived, and I did not have my money. And it was a pretty remote area. So we were really pulling change and cards together. And really, it wasn't a question of that. It was, where do you find an ATM? We somehow survived, but we had to kind of rough it a bit. Yeah, how do you survive without money? Somebody did a book on that one time where they were just, and I think other people have done things like that, where they're relying on the charity of other people, and they're trying to figure cheaper ways to do things, and, you know, that whole deal. So that would be awful. That would be brutal. That's like forgetting, and we've had people write us about this. They forget their IDs and passports and whatever, and you're not talking your way out of that. So at least it wasn't one of those flight things, but I think the money thing would be pretty bad. I'll squeeze in another one. This one from Christopher. And Christopher says, Kate, dumb things I shouldn't have done. I was new to the job, and I had the task of running in the middle of a very important meeting. And I volunteered. I guess I was brown nosing. I volunteered to run and go get everybody's coffee order. Well, that was my first dumb thing, because you know how the orders are now. Nobody wants just a black cup of coffee. They want a latte this with a cinnamon thing this and a twist of that and a shot of this. And by the time I took the order, I understand how a waitress can feel. And when I got to Starbucks, I think my order was just so discombobulated. I ordered all kinds of things, and it really turned out that pretty much nobody's order was right, and they were not happy with me. There is a sort of a pecking order thing about Starbucks and ordering and getting the order correct, if you know what I mean. I would not volunteer for that run. Hey, I'm going to get donuts. Anybody want some? What do you primarily like? That's it. Or you know what you do? Of course, this wasn't the situation. You're in the middle of a meeting. You head that off at the pass by bringing in something. But if you're in the meeting and they send you out, never volunteer to do it. It's so confusing. The orders now, it isn't just coffee and do you want some cream? It's everything else under the sun. So I feel you. I'm going to give you a pass on that dumb things. If you did something dumb, send it to me, for goodness sake. AmericaTonight.net.
Difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.